Sup, Kako? Welcome to another episode of Spiritual Kind Tings. It is August 4th, 2021, and we're going to get straight into our Trust Life segment. I don't even remember what I was calling all these segments, but this is the book Trust Life by Louise Hay. And for August 4th, the lesson is life supports me in every possible way. Heavy dependency upon anything outside of myself is addiction. I could be addicted to drugs and alcohol, to sex and tobacco, and I can also be addicted to blaming people, to illness, to debt, to being a victim, to being rejected. Yet I can move beyond these things. Being addicted is giving up my power to a substance or a habit. I can always take my power back. This is the moment I take my power back. I choose to develop the positive habit of knowing that life is here for me. I am willing to forgive myself and move on. I have an eternal spirit that has always been with me, and it is here with me now. I relax and let go, and I remember to breathe as I release old habits and practice positive new ones. Ayala, I love it. Yes. Okay, so what I took away from this is that everything that happens in our life is to kakao us, right? And sometimes we look at those things as situations where we victimize ourselves. Poor me. Situations where we indulge in things that are not good for us. And then, right? And that can be indulging in those vices. It can also be complaining about your life, right? That's the victimizing. So what this is saying to me, did you guys give him water? Is that I can take my power back by not entertaining those thoughts and ideas or those habits or those whatevers, right? And that we have the power to change that right now. You know, so even if we're doing that for a few months, like, we can decide today, like, I'm no longer gonna fucking do that shit anymore. Whatever it is. Okay? Okay. I like it. I like that message. How's it going? This is a part of my show, Ashutita, where I spill all the cosmic tea on what's happening astrologically. And today, as the moon rises, she will be Kaloa Po. And when we have the Kaloa moons, there's three of them. This is a good time for, like, healing. It's for cleansing. And as far as like Vedic tradition, or I shouldn't say Vedic traditions, but as far, or it's not even Vedic, Eastern lunar calendar, this is a heavy, intense energy when you're supposed to be resting. It's also good for cleansing and fasting, but this is a time where you don't want to be pouring your energy into anything that isn't absolutely necessary. It's like you want to reserve your energy. You gotta remember that Mahina is waning right now. She's losing her mana, okay? And so are we. So if you're feeling low energy, feel like you need to rest more, you just want to lay in bed, you want to take a nap, like, honor that shit, okay? Because it's your body kind of like working with the energy or being affected by the energy. I don't want to say that because it sounds kind of negative, but that's what it is. And it's normal. It's absolutely normal. Like, today is perfect day for me to have this energy, this Po Mahina, because it was like an active recovery day. So I did a lot of stretching, breathing, breath work. I did, a Tattva meditation this morning. So, you know, I've been just taking it chill. I got to go to the Asian market, and I went to the post office to go mail off a gift to a friend, like, just doing chill stuff, you know? So that's kind of what's going on with the moon today. Now, as far as the planets, we have a T-square right now, okay? So a T-square means that there are two planets that are in an opposition, and then there's another planet that's being squared by the two planets or whatever. So in this particular case, we have Mercury and the Sun in a conjunction, meaning they're really, really, really close to each other. They're both in Cancer right now. It is Cancer season. No matter what you're hearing on social media, if you are a Kanaka, you should not be following Western astrology. I'm just going to say it straight up like that. Because that shit is inaccurate. Okay. It is not Leo season. It is not Leo season. The Sun is not in Leo. Please listen to what I'm telling you. Anyway, so they are both in
Cancer. Okay, so what does that mean? The sun represents kind of your ego, or like how you want to be seen by other people. Mercury represents your mind, your thoughts, how you perceive things. And so when they're in conjunction, it's kind of like saying, I have this idea of what I want to look like to people. Okay, and there's a lot of self-care that needs to be implemented in order for that to happen, because this is all in Cancer. So are you really truly nurturing yourself in the way that you should be, right? Or doing the self-care things so that you can show up as that person that you have in your mind that you want to look like, or that you want to be like, or whatever, how you want to be seen by other people. Are you really doing those things? Or are there is there family trauma, childhood traumas, ancestral traumas that are keeping you from showing up as that person? I will say probably. Why? Because those two planets are in an opposition to Saturn and Capricorn. Okay. Saturn is blocks, limitations, self-imposed limitations sometimes. And when it's in Capricorn is all about reaching goals, putting in the work, being like, what's that word? Where you just show up consistently every single day. Doesn't matter, rain, sun, snow, whatever, fucking, like, no matter what, every day, consistent AF, right? Okay. So there's an opposition. So it's saying there's a limitation or a block as far as us achieving that idea of how we want to appear to people, because we're not really putting in the work. Okay, we're not showing up every single day super consistent with tenacity, kind of a thing. Now the focal point for those planets, right, the square, because they're so the sun and Mercury are in an opposition with Saturn, but they're also in a square with Uranus in Aries, and so is Saturn. So, and that's what creates the T-square, okay? So what this means is this is the key. The focal point is the answer to the quiz, the test, okay? So the test is like figuring out why you're blocked from doing that thing, okay? And so what it's saying is Uranus energy is very eccentric. It's very spontaneous. Think of a lightning storm. That's Uranus energy. It's all of a sudden spark of an idea, and it's not something common. It's not this thing that everybody's doing. It's like doing things in his own way. He is ahead of his time. He thinks, you get what I'm saying? He's different. Think of Lady Gaga. Think of, I've mentioned this before when I always talk about these people when I think about this energy, because this is them. Dennis Rodman, right? The things that they would do seemed really weird, right? Like he was painting his nails, he was coloring his hair. Now Lil Nas X is doing that shit. Like all these rappers are doing that shit. They're painting their nails, they're coloring their hair, you know, and it's very gender fluid now. And that's the norm. And you get what I'm saying? But he was doing this back in the fucking 90s and getting shit for it. The people were shitting on him. Do you get what I'm saying? So it's like he doesn't conform to society. And that's Uranus energy, not conforming, doing shit, like just going to the beat of your own drum. And it's futuristic. It's like they're ahead of their time. Okay. So that's Uranus. Now, when it's in Aries energy is very assertive. It's very go, 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 go. I don't give a fuck who gets in my way or what's in my way. I'm a fucking ram through it. I'll figure it out, and I'm gonna get to point B. So when you have the two energies together, Uranus and Aries, and this is sidereal, of course, because we don't do Western over here, because I am not a Haole. I mean, I got white blood in me, but you know what I'm saying. I identify with Kanaka. Okay, so I follow the astrology that my ancestors use, which is sidereal. So anyway, so Uranus and sidereal Aries, I hate that I always have to say sidereal, is very much about doing things, that's Aries, things that are out of your comfort zone, and not waiting until it's the perfect time. It's like, there is no such thing as a perfect time. Like, I'm just gonna fucking do this shit now. because this is what I need to do. Fuck what everybody else is doing. Like, I don't care if everybody else is already doing this or blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm gonna do my jam. Like, this is my jam. And I'm kind of seeing that, honestly. I'm seeing a lot of people getting in their own way because they're trying to do what everybody else is fucking doing. And it's like, how's that working for you, bitch? Like, I shouldn't say bitch. Sis? Like, how's that working for you? Are you really doing things in a different way, or are you just doing it in a different way, but it's the same way? Does that make sense? So an example could be like, maybe in the past, you know, as you're trying to heal yourself or whatever, you're taking these supplements and now you're just taking different supplements. It's a totally different brand and now you're just taking the supplements. But what do you really, really need to do to heal yourself? Maybe you need to meditate every single day. Maybe you need to start implementing some kind of movement every single day. Maybe you need to start reading some kind of personal development every single day. But no, you're only doing like a fourth of that thing, right? Instead of the whole spectrum, the whole entire package in order to do what you achieve, what you want to achieve. Do you get what I'm saying? So you're only doing a fraction of what actually needs to be done and hoping that that's going to work. But that's what you were doing before. But now it's just a different version of it, but it's the same shit. Do you get what I'm saying? So there's something like that. So for me, how this applies to me, because yeah, I'd be fucking up, is like, I have this idea, right, of like what I want to look like, how I want people to perceive me, or how I want to, right, look to other people. And that's, I want to be 60 pounds lighter, okay? And what do I need to do? Well, I need to work out. I need to eat better, yeah? And I you get what I'm saying? But I'm only doing the half. Like, I'm only doing the workouts consistently. I'm not eating clean consistently. I did that for the first week. I'm on the third week right now. And I had amazing results. Down like 6 pounds or something. Down 2 pant size. 7 inches in my waist. Like, I could not believe like how much I achieved in that first week. And it was because I was doing all of the things, right? I was working out. I was doing the nutrition. I was even doing my meditation every single day. I was reading my personal development every single day. So like, I felt great. You know, I felt 100 in that first week. And then at the end of the week, when I saw my results, I was like, holy shit, after fucking 7 days, like, that's amazing, right? But I kind of slacked off in the second week. Instead of doing 100% with my nutrition, it was like 80. Because I was like, well, I believe in the 80-20 rule, which I still do. But it was like, I didn't have to. I could have did my 100 for my nutrition. But because I wanted to slack off a little bit, I let myself. And then this week, it's just trash. It's just trash, girl. I mean, I'm down another size, but the number on the scale isn't changing, you know? So it's like, I really need to stop fucking around and like change my shit up and give my 100 and really do the self-care things that I need to do and stop getting in my own fucking way. Boom. So I don't want to like be saying this and like y'all thinking like, oh, you think you're so perfect? No, bitch. I ain't perfect. But I know what the energy is saying and I implement. So like today, I went to the Asian market, like I was saying, I fucking ate pad thai, like, I mean, and it's a small business, you know, so, like, the chick that works in the Asian market, so she, like, basically an auntie cooking you food, I didn't eat the whole container, like, I shared it with Layla and stuff, but, like, that's not a part of my fucking nutrition plan, like, do you know what I'm saying? So, my nutrition plan is veggies most. That's my nutrition plan. And that did not have veggies most. That had noodles most. So, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't sticking to it. And because I know the energy right now, it's like, okay, so what I need to do to change that up? And that's, I need to not eat out for dinner, number one. Even though I don't consider that really eating out because like I said, she's preparing that shit right in front. It's like your fucking grandma cooking you food, you know? But it was still eating out because I spent money. And then, I need to have veggies most. So I'm going to have some salmon tonight. No, that's not a quinoa, canaloa. And I'm going to have a bunch of veggies with it. No rice, no pasta, just those two things, and keep it real simple tonight because that's what I need to do right now. Like I'm not going to wait till Monday, you know. I'm not going to wait until all the stars are aligned at the perfect time because it's not true. That's not that's just an excuse. So to keep on doing shit the same fucking way and hoping for a different result, which is not going to happen. I need more water. So anyways, there's that. Now, as we get closer to the weekend, we're going to have a Lionsgate on 8/8, which is Kamei's birthday. And we're also going to have a new moon in sidereal Cancer. So I will be talking about that, but I want to give you guys a heads up right now. That's happening. It's a big fucking deal. The other thing I wanted to let you know is I'm seeing a lot of misinformation about astrology right now. Either people saying, and I know they mean well, but I need to say this. New moons are never a time to release. New moons are a time to. It's the start of a lunar cycle, okay? So it's when you want to start something, okay? So you're making the plans and all that kind of stuff, and then you start. Full moons are not a time to manifest. Full moons are a time to banish and release and let go. But I'm hearing people saying opposite, and it's like, no, no. Like, it might feel that way maybe to you, but it's really not a time to do those things. So just keep that in mind. Anyway, yeah, okay, so we're gonna leave that alone. So I just want you guys to know, new moon coming, 8/8. This is a time to really get the game plan solidified as to this new thing that you're gonna start doing, because you're gonna get out of your comfort zone. You're gonna stop doing shit in the same way. So that's what I got for you for this episode. It's gonna be a short one. So what did I learn today? Is that life supports us. And when we give in to these addictions, which could be habits, which could be things, then it could feel like life isn't supporting us. But we have the power to switch that up, right? And take our power back, in a sense. Because when we are addicted and victimizing ourselves or whatever it is, right? That's how we lose our energy. And we give our power away to things. And so with the Mahina, we don't want to do that today specifically. And just in general,